Okay, so I'll talk about Kubernetes the hard way. I'm Masayuki Igawa. I'm working for SUSE right now, and my SNS things or email address is on that. And also, this slide can be downloaded at the URL. This is my GitHub account. And you can find this PDF file on that page. Yeah, let's get started. Yeah, here's the agenda. Who am I? Today's goal. And what's the Kubernetes the hard way? And Kubernetes the hard way on GCP, Google Cloud Platform. And also, I also run the Kubernetes the hard way on OpenStack Cloud. And the conclusion. Yeah, disclaimer. And who am I? So I'm working for SUSE, as I already mentioned. But previously, I worked at HPE, Hewlett Packard Enterprise. I was in traditional IT Japanese company for decades. For now, I'm working for SUSE for OpenStack Cloud product team. And I'm in the quality engineering team right now. And the job is, title is senior software engineer. And I also open source programmer. And I'm working for OpenStack QA, upstream things, and also downstream things. And I also co-review like these product softwares project. Yeah, here's my related book, and the hobby is there, biking, clouds, building clouds, OpenStack, and the diet. That's the other thing. And today's goal is like this. Understand the Kubernetes the hard way. Yeah, what is the Kubernetes, the hard way? I will explain about that later. And motivate to do Kubernetes the hard way by yourself. If you want, I hope so that. So, do you feel like about Kubernetes when you use the Kubernetes cluster with the deployment tools like Kubeadam or Minikube, Rancher or GKE or AKS like this, or it's like a magic? What's going on inside? Maybe, yeah, it's really easy to build with Kubeadam or like that deployment tool. It's really good, awesome, great. But we cannot understand the internal of the Kubernetes itself. So I feel like it's like a magic. And what's going on? So I'd like to know the internally. So if you want to know its components and architecture, I already said to know the internal Kubernetes thing. And also, if you want to debug it, and also build a Kubernetes cluster as you like, as you want, or feel that too easy, like with using the Kubeadam or some other deployment tools, it should be very easy, but it's too easy. And to understand the Kubernetes in detail, I think it's very hard to understand using the Kubernetes deployment tools because it's really easy, easy step. Like one command or two command line, that's it. So if you want to know if you want to understand the Kubernetes itself detail, or if you want to build a Kubernetes cluster in a harder way, is Kubernetes the hard way. So do you know the Kubernetes hard way already? How many? Oh, someone knows. Good. So, but I'll talk about Kubernetes hard way generally, yeah, basic. So this is, yeah, I'll talk about this. So what is a Kubernetes hard way? So it's a bootstrap Kubernetes the hard way on the GCP cloud, GCP. But there is no script, actually. So there is no automatic command or like that. So tutorial for Kubernetes, and it's a Apache license version 2, and it's a just documentation. So document consists of 14 chapters. Is and components of the versions are like this. The Kubernetes 1.12 is actually the latest is now 1.14, but installing Kubernetes is 1.12.0. And containerd and the gvisor and the CNI container networking and etcd and the core DNS is version is like this. So actually gvisor's version is git yeah. The outline is like this. This is a 14th chapter of Kubernetes the hard way. The first is the prerequisites and installing the client tools and the provisioning the compute resources using the Google Cloud platform and the provision certificates, making the certificates or putting it. And generating some configuration files for authentication, and generating data for some configuration and the keys. And from number seven chapter seven, we actually bootstrapping the etcd and control plane and work on us. And at the number 10, configuring kubectl for remote access, making the setting file or configuration files, setting files, and provisioning the port network routers, and deploying the DNS cluster. And then number 13, smoke test, and the number 14 is very important because if we don't clean up the like the things, we need to pay a lot of money to Google. And this is the first one prerequisite. I don't know. You can see the cost. The cost is very cheap actually. If you want to use the Google Cloud platform, it's only about $5.39 per day dollars for that. It's not so expensive, I think. And I also used the GCloud, Google Cloud platform. Yeah, actually, the Kubernetes hard way is works on the Google Cloud platform basically, but I could run the Kubernetes hard way on my OpenStack private cloud with some tricks. And first I will talk about the Google Cloud platform on the Google platform things, and I use the N1 standard one instance is one vCPU and the memory is 3.75 gigabytes by 6. And I use for three controller nodes and three worker nodes And plus, load balancer, I use that. So building the Kubernetes clusters, the architecture will be like this. Three worker nodes, it contains the control, the run C or something other container D or like that. And I also create three controller nodes. It contains ETSD and a Kube API server, or like that. And I also use a load balancer on GCP. So here's the summary on GCP, the Kubernetes hardware. So it's only about 2.5 hours, I mean, 2.5 hours. The cost is less than $1. It's very cheap, and it says Kubernetes is the hard way, but just for me, it's not so hard way. It's not so hard itself, actually. I just took 2.5 hours. That's it. Yeah, actually, I saw some warnings, but I don't care about that. So, okay. So that's it. But I actually wanted to run the Kubernetes hardware on my OpenStack cloud because So my hobby is building the OpenStack or cloud internally. So this is the hardware in my house. So the left one is my old cloud. It's a 3 1U servers. I bought it very cheap as a second hand. And I mounted it on the Rack server. I bought it a Rack from the IKEA. So the right side is a newer one. It's very small and quiet and low energy. So the first old one is the old one's problem is that very noisy and consuming a lot of electricity. So it means costly to run the maintain the servers. But the newer ones are smaller, quiet, and low energy. And the performance is also better than the old ones. This is a ASRock Disk Mini 310. The size is like this, not so big. It's like Intel NUC, but this is not Intel NUC, but that size is almost the same. It has a Celeron 3.2 gigabytes, and the memory has memory is 16 gigabytes, and the hardware, SSD is 120 gigabytes. And I built OpenStack cloud on that right side servers. I use OpenSUSE 15. It's not latest, actually. But I use that. And the OpenStack version is Rocky. The components is Nova Glance Cinder, Keystone Neutron. That's it. It's very small cloud. And I follow the OpenStack installation guide. It's very useful and well documented. There is no problem with building the cloud. And I also automated with Ansible to build the OpenStack cloud. The cost is like that. Not so cheap. It's actually expensive for me. So building, doing the Kubernetes hardware in the OpenStack Cloud is some challenges, actually. So it can be run in OpenStack Cloud. I can run that. I could run that. But some challenges exist. So especially the cost is the most problem. Initial and the maintenance costs are required. It's very expensive compared to the TCP, actually. And building the OpenStack cloud is also hard. So I got some problems. The main problem is the controller node was unstable with SSD. So the problem is SSD is not good quality, what I used. So I replaced the SSD to Samsung M2 SSD. Yeah, the problem was gone. But I need to rebuild sometimes. So I need to, I took a lot of hours to rebuild it. So I automated it with the Ansible. So that's why I use the Ansible. It's very useful to do something repeatable. And there are a lot of differences between GCP and OpenStack. Is the next slide. So basically, the command is different. So on the GCP, we use the gcloud command. But in the OpenStack, we use the OpenStack command. So if you want to boot an instance, the command is different. And the configure network is different. The security group is also different. So I needed to translate from the gcloud command to OpenStack cloud command, OpenStack command. And I needed to do that hostname resolution is required. So you maybe need the DNS in that cloud, or maybe you need to etc host changes to resolve the host name to run the Kubernetes the hard way on that OpenStack cloud. And the load balancer is also required. So maybe you need to use Octavia is a load balancer as a service project in OpenStack. So that's the first option. But I use Nginx as a load balancer. And maybe you can also use HA proxy for that. So this is a summary of what I do. So run and customize it on your environment. It's really good to know the architecture of the Kubernetes or OpenStack or computer systems. And the try and error is really good to exercise to know the whole architecture or Kubernetes itself. And I also made a bash script to run the Kubernetes the hard way. This is not so important itself, but writing the bash script, it's a really good exercise for me. So I did that. And the Kubernetes hard way is only for learning, not for production, because there are some limitation or some lacking something like HA or persistent volume or something, other things is not exist in Kubernetes hardware. So if you want to run the Kubernetes cluster, yeah, I recommend you use some other deployment to like Kubeadam or something like that. And Kubernetes itself is also open source. So we can read the code and write a patch or submit a patch or some other submit an issue or like that. We can participate, join the community, open source community for that. It's really good to learn the whole of the community or software or architecture for that. And there are some books already. Yeah, maybe you know that already. Kubernetes Up and Running, or the Kubernetes book, or Kubernetes.io is also a good resource to know the Kubernetes itself, I think. Yeah, okay, that's it. It's very short, but there is information is about my slides is there, contact information is there. So I'm Masayuki G is my Freenode, GitHub, Twitter, LinkedIn account. The Kubernetes hardware itself is on that. So if you are interested in that, yeah, you can access and check it. Thank you. So any comments or questions or something? Okay. Sorry, I can't hear that. Maybe.
Test, okay. My name is Alexander, I'm a freelancer. So what is your experience with Kubernetes in the relation of security? What kind of, what did you find out about configuring security in Kubernetes?
Security of Kubernetes?
Yes.
good question, but I actually don't recognize or face security issue on that because I just follow the instructions. Yeah, and I don't run the Kubernetes on the production environment or something other that, like that. So I didn't find any security problem on that right now.
So basically, you don't think that security will be a big thing, or I mean, maybe you know how much time probably somebody should spend into configuring security in Kubernetes.
I didn't face the security things issues right now, so I don't know what the security issues standpoint of the security. So sorry, I probably don't understand what your questions.
Yeah, I mean, think about like companies, middle-sized companies in enterprise, and they're thinking about switching to this Kubernetes stuff and to run their production apps in this environment. So it's always interesting to know what kind of preparations somebody should do to make stuff secure.
Yeah, actually, I didn't run the Kubernetes on the my for production environment. But basically, there's a lot of things to do. That is not only Kubernetes, but also web services. We need to care about the security update and. We need to care about security hole or something other things we need to care about that. But I didn't find the Kubernetes itself security issues on that. So, sorry.
No problem, thank you. Yeah.
So, any other question? Okay, thank you very much.